100 years ago, 1914. We believe that the year 1914 gives evidence of greater possibilities of service for the truth than has any previous year of the harvest, stated the Watchtower of January 1, 1914. The year that the Bible students had been anticipating for decades had finally arrived, and they were hard at work in the ministry. As a result of the efforts of the Bible students that year, millions of people heard about the Bible's promises. The world around them, though, expended its efforts in a very different direction. The world becomes more violent. Early in 1914, one of the most violent events in the history of labor strikes in the United States took the lives of men, women, and children. Miners on strike and their families had been evicted from their company-owned housing and were forced to live in tent colonies. On April 20th, in the tent colony near Ludlow, Colorado, shooting erupted. The miners' tent colony was set ablaze. Throughout the region, incensed miners retaliated by killing many company guards. The army was called in to restore order. In Europe, things were much worse. On June 28th, when Gavrilo Princip, a 19-year-old Bosnian Serb, fired the shot that killed Archduke Francis Ferdinand of Austria, he provided the spark that ignited World War I. By year's end, World War I, then known as the Great War, had enveloped Europe. Conventions focus on the preaching work. Amid the world's increasing turmoil, the Bible students encouraged one another to be diligent in the preaching work. The first convention of God's people ever held in South Africa began on April 10th. The peak attendance at that convention was 34. "We were a very little flock indeed," wrote William W. Johnston. "We immersed almost half of those who attended the convention." 8 sisters and 8 brothers symbolized their consecration in the Lord's appointed manner. On the last day of the convention, those assembled talked about how best to advance the preaching work in South Africa. Today, more than 90,000 faithful publishers in South Africa testify to the success of that little flock. On June 28, 1914, the very day that Archduke Ferdinand was shot, the Bible students assembled in Clinton, Iowa, USA. At that convention on June 30th, A.H. McMillan said, "If we wish to receive our reward, we want to keep actively engaged in doing the will of God, out in the service whenever possible, carrying the harvest message to the world." The photodrama attracts millions. The photodrama of creation, a production consisting of recorded Bible talks and music that were synchronized with colored glass slides and motion pictures, premiered in New York City on January 11, 1914. 5,000 attended that first showing, and many were turned away because of a lack of space. Preparation of the photodrama of creation had taken 2 years, yet it was barely ready to give its first exhibition in January, observed the Watchtower. During the first half of 1914, the brothers made several improvements to the photodrama. For example, they added an introductory film with synchronized narration by Charles Taze Russell, making the presentation's sponsorship clear. At its peak, the photodrama played simultaneously in as many as 80 cities. By July of 1914, it had reached Great Britain, being shown to packed houses in Glasgow and London. September saw the production reach Denmark, Finland, Germany, Sweden, and Switzerland. By October, it had reached Australia and New Zealand. In all, over 9 million people saw the photodrama in its first year. Each copy of the photodrama consisted of hundreds of glass slides, many reels of motion picture film, and dozens of records. The copies were expensive to produce, and each showing required an experienced crew of brothers and sisters. Thus, the complete photodrama was primarily shown in large cities. In order to reach those in rural areas, The Bible students also produced 3 abbreviated versions of the photodrama. One version, known as the Eureka Drama Y, contained tinted glass slides that were accompanied by recorded Bible talks and music. The other versions, known as the Eureka Drama X and the much shorter Eureka Family Drama, were audio only, with no slides or motion pictures. In the United States, more than 70,000 people had seen a version of the Eureka drama by the end of 1914, less than 4 months after it was released. Colporteurs and volunteers share in the preaching work. While the photodrama work was new and exciting, the Bible students recognized that other forms of the preaching work were their first priority. A letter from Charles Taze Russell to all colporteurs, now called pioneers, stated, "We know of no branch of the service yielding larger fruitage in this harvest time. For this reason, we are discouraging colporteurs from entering the photodrama work. Other brothers and sisters, equally loyal to the Lord, can serve in the drama work." In January of 1914, the number of colporteurs was 850. Over the course of the year, those zealous evangelizers distributed more than 700,000 copies of Studies in the Scriptures. The Watchtower expressed a warm interest in the colporteurs and encouraged its readers to speak to them words of encouragement, "For their way is not always strewn with thornless flowers." Other Bible students distributed tracts in dozens of languages. During 1914, they placed over 47 million copies of the Bible Students Monthly and other tracts. The Bible students' work did not go unnoticed. Their preaching was public, and their meetings were free. One of Christendom's ministers lamented, "By and by, people will think it is a crime to take up a collection, and then where shall we be? Pastor Russell is bringing us all into disrepute." The end of the Gentile times. The Bible students believed that the times of the Gentiles, spoken of in Luke 21:24, King James Version, would end about October 1, 1914. As October drew near, anticipation increased. Some Bible students even carried a countdown card so that they could mark off each passing day. Many felt that they would be called beyond the veil or to heaven on that date. On the morning of October 2, 1914, Brother Russell entered the Bethel dining room and announced to the Bethel family, "The Gentile times have ended. Their kings have had their day." Some of those present would have recognized those words, which were based on Psalm 171 in their songbook, Hymns of the Millennial Dawn. Since 1879, the Bible students had been singing, "The Gentile times are closing." But those words were no longer true, since the Gentile times, or the appointed times of the nations, had indeed ended. Luke 21:24. In time, our songbooks reflected this important change. By year's end, the Messianic kingdom had been firmly established in the heavens, and some Bible students thought that their work was done. Little did they know that they were about to enter a period of testing and sifting. The year text for 1915 was, "Are ye able to drink of my cup?" based on Matthew 20:22 in the King James Version. The cup Jesus was referring to included the trials that he would face up until his death. The Bible students were about to face trials, both from within and from outside their ranks. Their response to those trials would prove their loyalty to Jehovah.